2016, WHO, World Health Organization, declares 2016 as a year of transition from stop TB strategy to end TB strategy. What does it mean? Stop TB strategy as a vision we all have, want to have, a world free of tuberculosis. Goal to dramatically reduce the global TB burden by 2015. Targets reduce prevalence of and death due to tuberculosis by 50% in 2015 compared with 1990. End TB strategy or post-2015 global TB strategy, the vision is again a world free of tuberculosis, zero death, zero disease, and zero suffering due to tuberculosis. Goal is end the global tuberculosis epidemic. Milestones for 2025, 75 reduction in tuberculosis deaths compared with 2015, 50,000 reduction in incidence rate, less than 55 cases per 100,000, no affected families facing catastrophic costs due to tuberculosis. And here, catastrophic cost, it's not only diagnostic test cost, it's not only treatment cost or monitoring cost or admission to the hospital cost. It is cost related to diagnosis of tuberculosis, let's say loss of shelter, loss of work, and any cost due to tuberculosis diagnosis. Targets for 2035, 95% reduction in death due to tuberculosis, 90% reduction in incidence rate, less than 10 tuberculosis cases per 100,000 population, which is called TB elimination. No affected family facing catastrophic cost due to tuberculosis. TB elimination, to adopt this strategy, and TB strategy to low incidence country, where Lebanon is one of them, World Health Organization and European Respiratory Society elaborate a framework for TB elimination. This framework is ensure political commitment, funding, and stewardship for planning and essential services of high quality, address the most vulnerable and hard to reach groups, address special needs of migrants and cross-border issues, undertake screening for active TB and latent TB in TB contacts and selected high-risk groups, and provide appropriate treatment, optimize the prevention care and care of drug-resistant tuberculosis, ensure continuous surveillance, program monitoring and evaluation, and case-based detection, date management. Invest in research and new tools. Support global TB prevention, care, and control. As you all know, Lebanon is a high middle-income country, and it is not eligible for grants, especially from the Global Fund, to fight TB, HIV, malaria, which is the main sponsors, let's say, of tuberculosis, of the three diseases in the world. But with the emergency of Syrian crisis, they grant us an emergency grant to named Enhancing Tuberculosis Prevention, Diagnosis, and Treatment for Syrian Refugees and other vulnerable populations affected by the Syrian crisis in Lebanon. Under this grant, we implement many activities in 2015. Screening campaign in informal settlement of Syrian refugees. Screening campaign in two camps of Palestinian refugees. Screening in migrant workers, it's ongoing process. A renovation of TB centers and sanatorium. Establishment of a new TB center in a remote area, which is Halba Center. Enhancement of human resources capacities in the NTP, National Tuberculosis Program, procurement of TB drugs, diagnostics, digital X-ray machines, one per governorate, drug management training on HIV testing and counseling, presentation of tuberculosis in Syrian refugees in Lebanon at the Union Conference, and training, many sessions of training with international and local NGOs and primary healthcare centers. TB situation assessment in Lebanon. A mission was conducted in November 2015 for TB assessment and program, TB program assessment. And we received a very big report. I will not mention their recommendations. You will know everything later when we will have the final copies. Activities planned for 2016. Continuous screening campaign in informal settlement of Syrian refugees, in campaign in camps of Palestinian refugees, in migrant workers, of course, and in Lebanese prisons. Finalized, translate, we have drafted ATB guidelines, so we will finalize, translate to Arabic, and print these guidelines. Elaborate national strategic plan for TB elimination. Some of you attend a workshop, 2 days workshop that was conducted last week. And there were big discussions between all stakeholders. And this, when we will have this draft, we will share with you, of course, for discussions and to take the decisions together. Develop infection control guidelines. It's planned next month. Develop SOP for TB patient inter-country referral in Syrian refugees. Genotyping of pulmonary TB cases in collaboration with Lebanese University and Institute Pasteur Lille. Study on extra pulmonary TB cases in collaboration with CDC. Epidemiological study of TB among immigrant and migrant workers between 2005-2015 in collaboration with the Lebanese University. Now I will share with you some statistics. Tuberculosis prevalence worldwide, it's the estimated cases in 2014, 9.6 million. 5.4 is among men, 3.2 women, and 1 million among children. Deaths, 1.5 million, 400 of them, TB, HIV, co-infection. TB indicators of Lebanon in 2014, according to the global TB report issued by WHO. Incidence rate, 16 per 100,000. Mortality rate, 1.6. TB, HIV, 2 per 100,000. Detection rate, 73%, which is not far below the WHO settled one, which is 55%. Here we have problem, as you know, in detection in non-Lebanese, especially here in refugees, because we have screened where there is a kind of unofficial camps, but as you all know, they are scattered in the community. No mechanism to screen them, but we are thinking of something new. Treatment success rate in 2013, 71%, which is so far below WHO settled. But we have segregated data. 93% success rate in Lebanese population. But in migrant workers, because they leave Lebanon before finishing treatment, we have in some population even less than 50% success rate. 50% success rate in TB HIV patients. We have small, very small number of TB HIV patients. And 86 in multidrug resistant tuberculosis and rifampin resistant. I will not talk too much about MDR-TB because Dr. Abi Saleh will give the... Okay. I should stop. Okay, trained by ears, we used to have for many years around 500 cases, but we, starting 2012, we noticed a rise of cases till 666 2015. But here, as you can see, we have in all cases a rise, but the green line, it is non-Lebanese patients. There's a rise all the time. But as you can see in Lebanese, from here, from 2013, we start to notice a decrease, a small decrease, but we start to notice this. Here, as usually, I have shown this slide to you earlier, but I have added 2015 when we have this year 53% of patients are non-Lebanese. Starting from 28 before, and here I disaggregate data. So in Syrian population from 1.6 till now we have 22 almost percent of patients are Syrian. And 32 migrant workers. I wanted to show we have some special case in non-national migrant workers in Ethiopia. They are the biggest population, not only the biggest number of patients. They are the biggest population. We have this year 155,000 migrant workers. 47 of them are Ethiopian. So we will have a big number of patients. And 139 Syrian patients in 2015. 312 Lebanese. Here we have some 666 in 2015, all patients. 397 pulmonary and 269 extrapulmonary TB, which is 41.5%. As we all as pulmonologists know that pulmonary TB should be 80% and extrapulmonary 20% only. Here we have a big, I don't know, I have an idea about the reason behind. And I think WHO noted this and introduced new TB definitions, which is bacteriologic confirmed cases and non-bacteriological confirmed cases. Here in extrapulmonary, I think we accept everything. We don't go for culture, only pathology. We don't go for PCR, gene expert, anything. And of course, half of them are non-TB. And in smear negative, which is called now bacteriological not confirmed, we should go for more investigation for
Dr.
again PCR gene expert.
Merci.
So thank you. I have one more slide.
One more.
Very good slide. Wait. 2 minutes. روحت علي كل شيء. Okay. This treatment outcome for 2014. Treatment success rate 76 is a little bit better. But again, in Lebanese, 90% treatment success rate, 77 in Syrian refugees, and 55 in Ethiopian workers, 61 in other migrant workers. And we have a big number of lost to follow up. It is again in migrant workers, 44% in Ethiopian and 37 in others. We cannot follow them. They leave the country and they affect our treatment success rate again. Okay, thank you.
Merci bien, Dr. Rahia. Est-ce qu'il y a quelques questions? Nos questions. Ce sera pour plus tard.
Est-ce qu'il y a une restriction à donner les médicaments chez le ministère de Santé pour les malades?
Oui. Pour quels malades? Non. Maybe you mean bon. About
une seule question encore, s'il vous plaît. Ce sera pour la fin du programme.
Yeah. What is the policy of the Lebanese government for migrant workers who are actively infected? Do we control them before we get them on the plane? Do we have any policy where we can make sure they are at least treated before they get on the plane and go to their country?
You mean of active TB patients?
Active TB patients, migrants who...
They are what? Screened before going
Let's say that we catch them here. We have a few of them where they are active TB, and then the family or the worker wants to get, you know, to send them as soon as possible, and they can be very contagious. What's the policy in our country?
Mm-hmm. Our policy is to isolate them in the sanatorium on the expenses of Ministry of Public Health to prevent this issue for 2 first months at least. It's the initial phase to get sputum smear negative. After that, they can leave. Before, we don't insist to leave. It's the opposite. We insist to treat them. Even we insist to continue treatment till the end, 6 months.